Welcome, M Squad. This is the first season of Movies and Series Talk with Masha. This is definitely going to be episode one. And in this, we're going to be talking generally about everything you need to know about different movies. Like, for example, different genres of movies, like action. Everyone, most people love action, you know, the thrill. So there's thriller, comedy, there's comedy drama, mystery, crime, anime, romance, sci-fi, fantasy. And personally, I'm an anime lover. So all anime lovers out there, shout out to you. Yeah, I'm a movie series fanatic. But generally, I lean towards more of series. So anyway, I know this is a channel or a podcast for many of you who are very interested in movies, series, and all those. And in the movie and series world, there are a lot of movies and series. You can't even be able to exhaust. We're even going to be looking into documentaries. You know, not many people are talking about documentaries, but we're going to be talking about them here. Every month, different movies, different series come out. Maybe others are not known because of low ratings. Others are cancelled. New episodes come out every time. Like, there's some movies with about 16 to 15 seasons. Like, wow. The directors there been doing a lot of work. There's some movies that are from HBO, but for HBO, oh my, need to be having a high understanding of movie and series. Like, you need to be seated down, all full concentration into HBO movies. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that. There are many Prime movies, Amazon, you see, and Hulu, and definitely the one known by everyone and loved by everyone, and most probably most half of the homes in the country or in the world use Netflix. Netflix is an amazing site to look at. And we'll be talking about the ratings according to IMDb. As you know, IMDb is among the best rating sites of movies and series, animations, all that. So we're going to be telling you about the movies which are rated PG-13, PG-18, PG, all you need to know about movies and series. And by the way, we're going to even be talking about different actors and actresses. You know, most of you, most of us, watch movies, you're just there watching, don't even know a particular actor, and then you like watch another movie with a friend, and then you're like, I think I saw this guy in another movie, but I can't even remember his name. Like, come on, people are interested in the movie, but to be also interested in the movie, you need to be able to familiarize yourself with the character. So, all of that, we're going to be looking at it. But we'll be focusing more on English movies. Sorry for all the Hindi and all the Nollywood or Bollywood or, yeah, movies. Sorry, I won't be going into that. But if there's a bit of Nollywood or Bollywood that is involved in one of the other movies or series, don't worry, I'll be looking at it. And I'll also be looking at Spanish movies and series, because nowadays Spanish is getting into the market and many people are watching. Yeah, and we can also be talking about how to get, if maybe a movie or a certain series you're watching, you're not understanding the language and you need like subtitles for it, we're also going to be talking about that. So this podcast is, I studied because majorly in this time of this virus, we're seated at home, quarantine. So I got a vision or just sat down. I'm not a YouTube person like where you can just go record YouTube videos and all that. So I decided, why not a podcast? Because podcasts are going into the market right now, right? So I decided, many people are out here talking relationships, talking books, talking this and that, while not lean into entertainment. Yeah, by the way, this is entertainment, art, whatever you classify it. Many people, you're sitting at home, want to watch a particular movie, or you're just bored, want to watch a particular movie, but don't know if you're going to watch it. A friend of yours recommended a certain movie. You don't know if it's worth your time. Well, through the ratings, you can be able to know, by the way, is this movie or series worth my time, or is it just a waste of my time? Yeah. So don't worry. All that will be sorted here. And with time, we'll be bringing in guests to talk more about movies, series, actors, actresses. So I'm pretty sure this is going to be an awesome, awesome show, awesome series, awesome, all that. And I want your opinion on whether we should be doing like two movies in a day, two on Tuesday, but this is a channel for Tuesday and Thursday. So I want to know whether like on a particular Tuesday or a particular Thursday we talk about like two movies, two series and an animation, or we set aside a day, like maybe this Tuesday is about movies, whether the other Thursday is about series, the other one about animations, anime. You can like, after watching it, give your comments and all that. We are all about making this channel grow, so all comments will be highly appreciated. But for today, what I had prepared for you guys is two particular movies and an animation and two particular series. And I'll also be telling you where you can find these particular movies and series. So, for today, okay, for particular, let's talk about first where you can get these shows. Definitely for Android users, they have more particular chances to be getting these movies and these series. For iPhone, you're a bit limited. For Apple users, you're a bit limited, but that doesn't have to stop you from watching, right? There are many channels out there. So, for, let's say, Android, there's Morpheus TV. Morpheus TV, it's free. You can get all, whether it's Netflix, HBO, Hulu, Prime, all the movies and series you need, you can get there. But the only problem with that is, has a lot of ads, you know. Yeah. And you can, in Morpheus as well, you can also download offline and watch this box office. But box office is only limited to box office movies. There's Just Flix, all the movies, iFlix, all the movies. I'll look into other sites and let you guys know. There is Prime TV, Amazon TV, Hulu, Netflix. So for all these I've mentioned, like Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, HBO TV series, and Apple TV. The downside of all this, you have to pay. But good things are expensive, right? So for like Netflix, there are three memberships. You can look into it and find which you're comfortable with and go ahead and pay and enjoy a whole lot of Netflix series which come out like almost every day. Updated series and all. No, not all are updated, but most of them are updated. For Prime, you also pay. For Hulu as well. And unfortunately, for like Hulu, is not available to all countries in the world. Like, for example, I'm in Kenya. Hulu is not in Kenya. But for those who use VPN, you know, there are many people out there who are what? Creatives. Yeah, they know how to use VPNs and all that. You can register into Hulu and watch. With time, I'll be telling you other sites where you can watch this Voodoo, Fandango. I'm telling you that amazing places, apps and sites you can go watch all this. And for those who use Telegram, you can give me a comment and I'll share a site, a channel in Telegram where you can be able to watch different movies, series, animes and what, animations. Yeah, there's certain sites. Just let me know if you want to be able to watch from there. And for Telegram, for those people who say that you can't find it in iPhone, let me tell you, I use iPhone and technically it's there. So let's get right into our today's program. The movie we're going to look at today, one of them is the latest one, by the way, and it's one of my favorites. It's called My Spy. My Spy just recently came out. It came out in 17th April of this year. And this is a 1 hour 39 minutes movie. For all those who don't like, many people don't like watching series because they are there telling me it takes much of their time, you can't concentrate in a series. Well, there's a 1 hour 39 minutes movie here for you. And the genre is an English action comedy family movie. What does this mean? This means it's a PG-13 movie. You can watch with your kids who are above the age of 13. This is a movie where you can just sit down as a family, watch, laugh, enjoy. Especially this time that there is a lot of scare out there because of the pandemic. And the IMDb rating is 6.1 out of 10. Guys, isn't that fair enough? Like, 6.1, it's above average. The Rotten Tomatoes rating, 53%. What do I mean by Rotten Tomatoes? Rotten Tomatoes is a combination of the critics, audience critics, and the audience viewer. So, the audience comes up with the people who rate the critics and view the critics and others who view the audience perspectives, the audience score, and come up with a Rotten Tomatoes rating. Yeah, and that is 53%. So technically, it's a good movie. Above 50%, that's a good movie. The director of this movie is called Peter Segal. And what else do you need to know about the director? If you watch the movie, find the movie interesting, well, you know the director has done a good job, right? But this movie, okay, let me give you a small briefing about it. JJ, who you will know as the main character, is a hardened CIA operative. He has been demoted and find himself at the mercy of a 9-year-old. So, already I'm finding it hilarious. Like a CIA operative. being in the hands of a 9-year-old, and it's a girl. You know how kids are, you know? And the main actor in this, actor and actress in this movie is Dave Bautista. Who doesn't know Bautista in the wrestling world? Bautista is quite a famous name. And we've seen him in a couple of movies. And he's an actor and a producer. For those who won't understand my spy, well, David Bautista, I know many of you have watched the Avengers Endgame. Well, he's starring there. Guardians of the Galaxy as Drax. So if you know Drax, well, that is Dave Bautista, who's starring in My Spy as the main character. There is Kristen Skull, whatever your school teacher taught you. Well, it's that. She started as a joke movie, Toy Story, and most of us love Toy Story. There is Greg Braque, Ken Jeong is in a lot of comedic movies. He's a Chinese guy. Japanese-Chinese, yeah. Ken Jeong. And Noah Danby. And then there's the girl, the 9-year-old girl, Chloe Coleman. She's featured in a series called Big Little Lies. So as a young girl, she's already making a name for herself out there. Well, when I was 9 years old, what I used to do was play with. Okay, I can't even be able to talk about it. I was just this confused little girl when I was 9. And she's here. I think she's the age of 15 by now. Yeah, whatever. So, I'm pretty sure most of you are going to find this movie interesting, because to me it was. For our next movie, there's Bloodshot. Most of you have heard Bloodshot. Before this pandemic, it was out there to be released on cinemas. But I'm not even quite sure it made it to the cinemas. Yeah, it made it there. But not for a long while. My Spy was released on 13th March 2020. And it's 1 hour 49 minutes. Again, for those who don't like series, there's a movie here for you which is 1 hour 49 minutes. It's an English drama, action, science fiction. Well, this is a crazy mind-blowing combination. Action, drama, science fiction. Isn't this just the right cup of tea? Well, the IMDb rating is slightly lower than My Spy. It's 5.7 out of 10. But any movie above 5. Well, the Rotten Tomatoes rating is 30%. As I said, Rotten Tomatoes is a combination of the critics and the audience score. And well, the critics were 30%. So, yeah, well, you can rate it for yourself. This talks of a soldier who is recently killed in action, but he's brought back to life and becomes the superhero of the movie. Well, science fiction. You can expect anything from a science fiction. The director is Dave Wilson. And let's get into the actors and the actresses. Well, the main actor of Bloodshot is Vin Diesel. Everyone knows Vin Diesel and loves the guy. He's featured in all the Fast and Furious movies. Yeah, franchise. Love the word. So, featured there. He's featured in Xander something. Yeah. And there's Aza Gonzalez. Oh, this beautiful, beautiful woman. Featured in Baby Driver. Everyone loved Baby Driver. It was a nice action movie. And featured in Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. Well, Hobbs and Shaw. This is Jason Statham and The Rock. Definitely. and in combination with Vin Diesel, ooh, great, great, great. My man is Sam Heughan. He's featured in The Spy Who Dumped Me and the series Outlander. Can't you just see? These are amazing, amazing actors and actresses. So, Bloodshot is worth your time. Those are the movies for today. And I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy it. So, let's get into the animation. Like I said, we'll be looking into all genres of movies and series. So, today's animation is called Onward. Onward came out on 6th March 2020. It's 1 hour 42 minutes, so, and it's an animation. I'm pretty sure you're gonna enjoy it. The IMDb rating is freaking 7.5. Wow, this is amazing. And the Rotten Tomatoes rating is 88%, so this is an exemplary animation. It's an English animation adventure comedy all in one, my friends. Damn, I'm telling you, this is worth your time. And when we get into the synopsis of the series, of the animation, this is two teen elf brothers who embark on an extraordinary quest to discover if there is still magic left out there. Personally, I believe there is a bit of magic, right? At least. Yeah, so, why don't you join the Onward crew in finding out if there is magic? And you're starring Chris Pratt. Who doesn't know Chris Pratt? Well, if you don't know the guy, you've seen him in the Lego movie, which is also an animation. He's starred as Emmett. Definitely you've seen him in Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 as Peter Quill. Now, I think you guys know him, right? We're also starring Tom Holland. And it's quite a coincidence. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt have acted in Avengers Endgame and Avengers Infinity War. You know Tom Holland in Avengers as Peter Parker, who is Spider-Man. And he's also in Spider-Man Homecoming as Peter Parker. He's in Doolittle as Jeep. So, clearly, this is an animation worth your time. And the director is Dan Scanlon. He's directed a lot of enjoyable animations. And Tom Holland is Ian Lightfoot, and there's Julia Dreyfus. So I'm telling you, this is an animation worth your time. So let's give out a shout out to everyone who's listening to this podcast right now. Thank you for joining me, and you'll be hearing more of me, by the way. So with no further ado, let's get into the series. Today's series, let's look at a famous. Well, this is a show when you open Netflix, it just appears on your Netflix timeline. Well, this is Ozark. By the way, for the three movies I've talked about, unfortunately, they're not in Netflix. They're not in Prime, but you can find them in Fandango and in Morpheus TV and any other, and in my Telegram channel, by the way, any other site that you know of. The series we're going to talk about, talking about the Ozark. Ozark is in Netflix, so good for you guys. Ozark is a series with three seasons. And it started airing on 21st July 2017. So far has 30 episodes. You can do your math there. Like almost every season has 10 episodes. But it's worth your time. And technically an average series has 42 to 48 minutes. So Ozark is one of them. The IMDb rating Jesus, is 8.4 out of 10. Well, isn't this worth your time? Just sitting down, just hearing of the rating itself gives me the creeps, and it's a Netflix series. So, and the Rotten Tomatoes rating is 81%. This is a series definitely worth your time. It has won a few awards, like the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in Drama Series, you know? And a brief information on the series. This is a family that moves into an Ozarks resort community, and there they face struggles in a new place filled with dirty money. This is a drama series worth your freaking time. I'm not bluffing about this. This is something I enjoyed. And so far, according to the series, season 3 is the most loved series. So technically, to get to season 3, you have to watch 1 and 2 to understand 3. So the more it goes on, the more exciting it becomes. And we're starring here Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, Julia Garner. Bateman, has starred in Zootopia, has starred in Teen Wolf 2, Game Night, and I enjoyed Game Night. Game Night is a movie, by the way. Identity Thief and all that. Laura Linney has starred in Searching of Bobby Fischer, Julia Garner, Grandma, the assistant. That was Julia Garner. Has starred in Grandma and the assistant. Well, this is a Netflix series I've enjoyed, and I'm still waiting. So far season 3 is complete. So waiting for another season. And my final series of the day, we're going to talk about The Crown. From the word itself, you know, it includes castles and all that. But this is quite an interesting series. It's a Netflix series as well. It started airing on November 4th, 2016. Yeah. And so far, 3 seasons into the show, 30 episodes as well. And season 3 definitely is the best, ranked at 90%, the best season. So definitely to get into season 3, you have to watch season 1 and freaking 2. The IMDb rating is technically higher than Ozark, which is 8.7 out of 10. My God, this is a series worth your time. It's a drama series, by the way. The Rotten Tomatoes are rating 89%. So why don't you sit down, go through Netflix, and take your time and watch inside story of two of the most famous addresses in the world, the Buckingham Palace, where all of you know the Queen lives, and 10 Downing Streets. Love lies, intrigues, and machines behind the great events that shaped the second half of the 20th century. As you all say, two houses, two courts, and one crown. I don't know if I can be a serious commentator, but well, yeah, one crown. So this is a women empowered movie and all that, and how women can rule with the help of other men. There's Prince Philip in the series and all that. It has won, so far, a Golden Globe Award for the best TV series. Well, with all that praise, technically, it's worth your time, right? And starring Claire Foy, who has also acted in a movie called Wreckers and Girl in the Spiderweb. There's Olivia Colman, starred in The Father and The Favourite. Then there's Vanessa Kirby, starred in Mission Impossible Fallout, for all of you who have watched, Hobbs and Shaw. So technically, all the actors and actresses in all these movies, series and animations are experienced actors and actresses, you know. They've been in the field for quite a long time. These are wonderful, beautiful movies and series that you need to watch. So, with all that said, I hope you're going to get your remotes, get your apps and sites, get into your Wi-Fi support, all these movies. If you don't find them as interesting as I am, you can also let me know in the comments. By the way, because not many people are going to find them interesting like I did, but I'm pretty sure 90% of you are going to find all this interesting. I'm your host, I am everything, I am your presenter, Masha, from Kenya, by the way, yeah, for all of you who will ask, let me clarify that. And I'm enjoying so far, and I hope all of you also enjoy. So this is M Squad, or if you want to give it another name, but I prefer M Squad, you know, movies, series, mashup, rhyming, yeah. I will be talking of more reviews, and better leave your comments on whether I should be doing like movies on Tuesdays, series this other day, animation, or just like I have done today, two movies, two series and one animation. Please guys, let me know. You can follow me on you can follow this podcast, and it is going to be available in Spotify, Radio Public, Breakers, Anchor, Google, for all those who use Android. Please go support a sister there. Yeah, you may not know me, but you find the content worth your time. And of course, I need listeners to be able to keep up with this. And I'm just having a passion for this podcast. So just go support. Thumbs up, claps, all that. And you'll be hearing more of me, and you'll be getting bored. Not getting bored. Don't want to make this boring, but definitely gonna enjoy. So for today, that is all I had. Let's review quickly. We have My Spy, Bloodshot, as movies. Animation, we have Onward. Series, Ozark, The Crown. And if you have any other movie recommendations you need me to go through, review, or you need other people, you want to let other people know, you can talk to me, and I look right into them and share it out with other people. So, see you next time, which is most probably Thursday, with another episode. Once again, welcome to M Squad. Cheers, guys. Bye. Till next time.